Law number 19, the law of timing. When to lead is as important as what to do and where to go. If ever there was an example of the importance of timing as it relates to leadership, it came in New Orleans in late August and early September of 2005. On Wednesday, August 24, 2005, nobody in New Orleans could have known that the newly formed tropical storm named Katrina would be the big one. The hurricane the city had feared would someday come. It wasn't until Friday that the National Hurricane Center predicted that the storm would reach landfall on Monday somewhere near Burris, Louisiana, about 60 miles southeast of New Orleans. The hurricane was already looking like a bad one. The next morning, Saturday, August 27th, the leaders of many of Louisiana's parishes around New Orleans ordered mandatory evacuations. St. Charles Plaquemine, parts of Jefferson, and even St. Tammany, which is situated on higher ground north of New Orleans. But what about New Orleans? Why didn't Mayor Ray Nagin, the leader of the city, order a mandatory evacuation at the same time? Many people say New Orleanians are fatalistic and they can't be made to move any faster than they want to go. Others say that Nagin, a businessman before he was elected, was worried about the legal and financial implications of an evacuation. I say he and others in government didn't understand the law of timing. When to lead is as important as what to do and where to go. The time to move the people of New Orleans was when the other parish leaders announced their mandatory evacuations. Nagin waited. On Saturday evening, he finally announced a voluntary evacuation of New Orleans. Only after Max Mayfield, the director of the National Hurricane Center, called Nagin on Saturday night did the mayor become concerned enough to act. "Max scared the crap out of me," Nagin is reported to have said after the call. The next morning at 9 o'clock, Nagin finally ordered a mandatory evacuation, fewer than 24 hours before the hurricane would make landfall. It was much too late for many citizens of New Orleans. And how did he plan to help those people who couldn't make it out of town on such a short notice? He advised them to get to the Superdome, the city's shelter of last resort, however they could. But he made no real provisions for them. If someone was going to step in and lead, it would have had to occur somewhere other than the local level. Most people began looking to the federal government for leadership, but they violated the law of timing, too. Not until Wednesday, August 31, did Director of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, release a memo declaring Katrina an incident of national significance, a key designation needed to trigger swift federal coordination. President Bush didn't meet with his cabinet until the following day to determine how to launch the White House Task Force on Hurricane Katrina response. Meanwhile, the people stranded in New Orleans waited for help. On Thursday, September 1, the Red Cross requested permission to take water, food, and supplies to the people who were stranded in the city, but their request was denied by the Louisiana Office of Homeland Security. They were asked to wait another day. Finally, on Sunday, September 4, 6 days after New Orleans flooded, the evacuation of the Superdome was finally complete. The way Katrina was handled shows leadership timing at its worst. It was botched at every level. Good leaders recognize that when to lead is as important as what to do and where to go. Timing is often the difference between success and failure in an endeavor. Every time a leader must make a move, there are really only four outcomes. Number one, the wrong action at the wrong time leads to disaster. A leader who takes the wrong action at the wrong time is sure to suffer negative repercussions. That was certainly the case in New Orleans as Katrina approached. Nagin's poor leadership set in motion a series of wrong actions at the wrong time. He waited until it was too late to call for mandatory evacuation. He sent faxes to local churches, hoping that they would help with evacuating people. But by the time he did so, the people who would have received the faxes were already long gone. He picked a poor location for the shelter of last resort, neglected to supply it properly, and failed to provide adequate transportation for people to get there. One wrong action after another led to disaster. Obviously, the stakes for every leadership decision are not as high as they were for Mayor Nagin. But every leadership situation requires that leaders heed the law of timing. If you lead a department or a small team, and you take the wrong action at the wrong time, your people will suffer, and so will your leadership. Number two, the right action at the wrong time brings resistance. When it comes to good leadership, having a vision for the direction of the organization or team and knowing how to get there aren't enough. If you take the right action but do it at the wrong time, you may still be unsuccessful because the people you lead can become resistant. Good leadership timing requires many things. Understanding. Leaders must have a firm grasp on the situation. Maturity. If leaders' motives aren't right, their timing will be off. Confidence. People follow leaders who know what must be done. Decisiveness. Wishy-washy leaders create wishy-washy followers. Experience. If leaders don't possess experience, then they need to gain wisdom from others who do possess it. Intuition. Timing often depends on intangibles such as momentum and morale. Preparation. If the conditions aren't right, leaders must create those conditions. Without all of those things, timing is bound to be off. Number three, the wrong action at the right time is a mistake. People who are naturally entrepreneurial often possess a strong sense of timing. They intuitively know when it's time to make a move, to seize an opportunity. They sometimes make mistakes in their actions at those key moments. My brother, Larry, who is an excellent businessman, has coached me in this area. Larry says the greatest mistake made by entrepreneurs and other people in business is knowing when to cut their losses or when to increase their investment to maximize their gains. Their mistakes come from taking the wrong action at the right time. Number four, the right action at the right time results in success. When the right leader and the right timing come together, incredible things happen. An organization achieves its goals, reaps incredible rewards, and gains momentum. Success almost becomes inevitable. If you look at the history of nearly any organization, you will find a pivotal moment when the right leader took the right action at the right time and it transformed the organization. When the stakes are high, the consequences of the law of timing are dramatic and immediate. That is certainly true in war. In any major battle, the critical importance of timing becomes evident. The Battle of Gettysburg during the American Civil War is a prime example. When Confederate General Robert E. Lee took the Army of Northern Virginia into Pennsylvania in late June of 1863, it was the third year of the war, and both the Union and the Confederacy were growing weary of this conflict. Several days prior to the battle, Lee told General Trimble, "I have not yet heard that the enemy have crossed the Potomac, and am waiting to hear from General Stuart. When they hear where they are, they will make forced marches. They will come up, broken down from hunger and hard marching, strung out on a long line and much demoralized when they come to Pennsylvania. I shall throw an overwhelming force on their advance, crush it, follow up the success, drive one corps back into the other, and by successive repulses and surprises, before they can concentrate, create a panic, and virtually destroy the army." Lee was trying to seize the opportunity for overwhelming victory. He didn't know until the morning of July 1 that the Union Army had already moved north. By then, some of its forces were already engaging Confederate troops on Chambersburg Road west of Gettysburg. That development disrupted Lee's strategy and ruined his timing. Lee's first instinct was to hold back and wait for his army's full strength to assemble before forcing a major engagement. But always conscious of the importance of timing, he recognized when his troops had sudden advantage. As Lee watched from a nearby ridge, he saw that Federal troops were being routed and retreating. There was still a chance to take action that could lead to victory. Confederate forces could attack and seize the high ground of Cemetery Hill, defended only by a few Union infantry reserves and artillery. In position to take that hill was Confederate General R.S. Ewell. It was still early in the day, and if Ewell moved forward, he could take it. But instead of pressing his advantage when the time was ripe and engaging the enemy, Ewell simply watched. He let the opportunity slip away, and the Confederates didn't take Cemetery Hill. By the next morning, Union troops had reinforced their previous positions, and the South's chance was gone. President Lincoln recognized that the timing was right. The Union Army could crush what was left of the Confederate forces and could end the war. But just as the Southern forces did not seize the moment for victory when it was available to them, neither did their Northern counterparts. General Meade took his time following up his victory at Gettysburg, and he didn't pursue Lee aggressively enough. Lincoln knew he was seeing the Union's chance slip away, and he was right. What remained of the Army of Northern Virginia crossed over the Potomac, escaping destruction, and the war continued for almost 2 more years, and hundreds of thousands more troops died. Leaders from both sides had known what to do to achieve victory, but they failed to follow through at the critical moment. Reading the situation and knowing what to do are not enough to make you succeed in leadership. If you want your organization, department, or team to move forward, you must pay attention to timing. Only the right action at the right time will bring success. Anything else exacts a high price. No leader can escape the law of timing.